Joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on again this week. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Mayor, I just wanted to talk to you. We had a fire in Brockton earlier this morning. Do you have any updates on that you would like to tell us?
Yeah, actually, it was a five-alarm, two residential structures on South Street, which is in the Campello section, close to South Middle School. I want to applaud the Brockton Fire Department, led by Chief Brian Nardelli. No major injuries. I was talking to the chief at 3 o'clock this morning. And again, at the end of the day, it was a very, very difficult fire, but they handled it like the pros that they are, and they put it out. And one of the structures is actually being demolished today because it was just uninhabitable and it was just structurally not sound. So kudos to the Brockton Fire Department and everybody that was working diligently at 3 a.m. this morning.
Now, I also wanted to ask you, of course, about Brockton Hospital. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, I mean, we are still working with Bob Haffey and his team. It's status quo from when we last talked. I mean, the perspective is to try to get it 100% operational around the holiday season. Again, they're waiting for a lot of the materials, but, you know, the city and the hospital are just working diligently on this. The common vision is to get it open as soon as possible. I will tell you that there's a little wrinkle now that we had the declaration yesterday from Compass filing bankruptcy. I will be having a Zoom tomorrow at Brockton Hospital, Good Samaritan Medical Center, Brockton Neighborhood Health Center, the state delegation, and City Council President Susan DeCastro, because a lot of Brocktonians are impacted by this. A lot of people in the region, your listeners, are impacted by this. Myself, my primary care physician, is affiliated with Compass. So didn't expect this to happen, but it's here, and we have to address it and do some planning.
Now, on a happier note, you're going to be having a flag raising later today.
Well, the other thing is I'm just leaving right now. Massasoit Community College, where over 800 kids just graduated. So that was a wonderful, wonderful endeavor. A lot of kids that go to New Heights Charter School, which is a high school in Brockton, also just received their associates. And then today at 3:30, we do our annual Pride flag raising. I'm excited about that. We always have such a wonderful, wonderful turnout here in the City of Champions. So it's 3:30 outside. It's going to be a little hot. We'll be providing water, but it's another wonderful day in the City of Brockton.
I also wanted to ask you, Mr. Mayor, of course, this is now graduation season. That means the school year is coming to an end. So that means the city now is gearing up for summer.
Yeah, we're really excited about it, Dan. I mean, we have the summer programs already being teed up by Brockton Community Schools. We have the summer's mayor concert series specifically for our seniors going to be happening starting this month. I can't believe it's already June. A lot of enrichments and extracurricular from drama to athletics. The swimming pool on the east side is closed this summer. As you may recall, we're doing a $5 million renovation on that pool, which is considered the beach for many, many people on the south side and east side. But we will have the Manning Pool open, which is the former state pool behind Brockton High School. So it's going to be a wonderful summer. I'm excited about it. Brockton High graduates this Saturday, so the summer is coming.
Alrighty. Well, unfortunately, Mr. Mayor, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. Enjoy this nice weather and stay cool.
Thank you as well.